I'm going to help him steer the ship, I said, and walked away from Emily Spellgood. On the bridge, Captain Smalls showed me the compass and the charts. He let me hold the wheel, and he demonstrated the sonar. Schools of fish showed as shadows and bleeps. Two decks down and still at the stern, Emily stood at the rail. Near her were two crewmen, one hosing water against a cargo hatch and the other swabbing with a mop. I said, "My father invented a mechanical mop. You sort of dance with it, but it works all by itself." "Hey, your father seems quite a fellow." "Oh, he's a genius," I said. "He better be," the captain said. "You know where he's taking you?" "Yes, sir." "See that man on the king post on the foredeck?" The man was on the top of an orange pillar, brushing white paint on it. "The reason he can do that so good is because he's half monkey. They practically live in the trees where he comes from. Some of them have tails. Ain't that right, Mr. Ubi?" Mr. Ubi was at the wheel, but not moving it. He said, "They sure do, Captain."